We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 5 lines from the top of Tezayin Aleph, the Tanan. Man Tana Midos Ralez V'Yakavi, the Tanan. We had a stira between Masechtas Tumid and Masechtas Midos. We know that there was 4 chambers open to one big room that was situated on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, which is facing the Heichal, is the right side. And one of those 4 chambers was Lishkas HaTloyim. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid said this Lishka was in the Tzvoinis Maravis, which means it was on the west side of these rooms, the west room, and the north. The northwestern room are the 4 rooms, which if you're facing the Heichal, it's in the most right corner. And the Mishnah Midah says that this Lishka was situated in the Maravis Deroimis, which means on the west, but to the left side of those rooms. And Charetz Astira, so the Astira team is Tachas Midah, Tachas Tamid. There are other Lishkas also there, and the other Lishkas were the Lishkas HaChesomais, it says in Tachas Tamid, and the Lishkas Beis HaMoikad, and Lishkas HaChesomais Belechem upon him. The other 3 in Masechtas Midos are also the same thing, even though they call it different things. One's called the Lishka, so Lishka Lechem HaParim, the same thing. But there's not a Lishka that said where they hid the Avnei Mizbeach, Sheshaksum Malchi Yavon. The Avnei Mizbeach that the Yavonim brought, the Avodah Zarah on those, they kept in that room. That was the same room as Lishka HaChesomais, as the Lishka of the Tokens. And there was another room that says they went to the Beis HaTfilah, that's the same room as the Beis HaMikdash, which we call before the Beis HaMikdash. Like upon him, there are 4 rooms, and that's not a stira. The stira is that one says that the Lishkas HaTloam was in the Darim, in the south side of these 4, and the other one, and the one Mishnah and Talmud says was on the north side. So it's a stira. So the Gemara answers that, who's the Mishnah of Midos? It's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. We have Machlekes and we have a name, we give it a name. The Mishnah of Midos was Yaakovi. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rav Huna. This is 5 lines from the top, the middle of a line. Rav Huna, man tana midas was v'yakavi. The time went in the Mishnah midas. Ezas nashim hoisa oirich meya v'shloishim v'chamesh al reichem meya v'shloishim v'chamesh. The way the Beis HaMikdash was set up, in the front was the azarois and the mizbeach achitza, and then the heichal. And from the beginning of the Ezras Yisrael until the wall behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the wall of the Beis HaMikdash behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 187 amos. And we're not referring to that now. We're referring to the big room that was in front of that, which was called the Ezras Noshim. The Ezras Noshim was 135 amos by 135 amos. And in each corner of the big Ezras Noshim here, that was 135 by 135, there were lishkas, there were rooms, chambers. There were 4 lishkas in each corner. What were they used for? The Roimis Mizrachis, the southeastern one, he lishkas hanazirim. So it means when you're walking into the Ezras Mikdash, the first one to your left, walking into the Ezras Noshim, the first room to your left was lishkas hanazirim. What do you do with lishkas hanazirim? Shisham nazir mevashlim shomei megalchem saron umeshachem tachas adud. A nazir is someone who's makabel not to cut his hair, not to drink wine for 30 days. When he's finished the process, he cuts all his hair and he brings 3 kabanas. And one of the things he does is he burns the hair under the shlamim. Shlamim can be eaten out of the azara, can be eaten as a nashim, because it's a kachim kalim. So the lach is, he cooks the shlamim there, and he burns the hair under that. And this room was the room where they cut the hair, and they burnt it under the shlamim. What was the next room? What was the room to the right when you walked in? That's Mizrachus Sfinis, on the north side of the Ezras, the northeastern side of the Ezras Nashim. Mizrachus Sfinis, yes, Lishkas Dira Eitzim. That was a Lishka where they kept the wood. That wood was used for the maracha, for the fire on top of the Mizbeach. Shisham Kahanim Bali Mumim, the Kahanim Bali Mumim, Runal Dua Vaida, they were Imdim Masliim Beitzim. They checked the wood for worms. Any piece of wood that has worms in it, you're not allowed to use it on the Mizbeach. And why not? So different pshatim in the Rishonim, the Gemara in Menachos sounds like maybe it's like a dim balmum, but the Gemara does mevuyer, that's only when you bring a carbon eitzim, then the shayah balmum. But what's your regular wood used for the maracha? What's the halacha then? So the reason why it's no good with worms, two pshatim, either because it's not kavodik to bring worms onto the base, onto the mizbeach, or because if it's wormy, it won't light well. Al kaponim, these are check the wood for worms, So that was the one on the right side. Now walking into Ezra's Noshim further, now we're going to the front. So Tzafonis Maravah is to the right, the north side, the corner of the front of Ezra's Noshim. Here is the Lishka Samet Haram. That was the Lishka of the Mitzrayim. And what does that mean, Lishka of Mitzrayim? So Rashi explains that a Mitzrayim, when it comes, it finishes its process of getting purified. First, when he gets healed, the Kohen comes out and brings two birds and the Ezayiv and everything. After, on his eighth day, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon. So he makes it, he does a tevila again, he's tevil on that day before he puts his thumb into the Shari Nikner to get spritzed on it. So there's a mikvah in these rooms, in Lishkos HaMitzrayim, there's a mikvah there for the Mitzrayim. What's my Ravas the Raimis? That means when you go into Ezra's Noshim, all the way to the left corner, what do you do with that? Om Rav Lezim Yaakov, Shechachti Ma'itz B'Shemeshes. I forgot what that's for. I forgot what they use that for. And Rashi says that from here you see that the Mishnayis and Midas are Lezim Yaakov. Because Yaakov is saying, you know, this is my Mishnah, I'm telling you all the things, but the fourth one I forgot. So you see, the Mishnah and Midas are Lezim Yaakov. The Mishnah has one more Amadiyama, Avashal Oimer, Baha Yunaisim Yayim V'Shemen. They used to keep the wine and the oil in that chamber, in the left corner of the Ezra's Noshim. Here is in the cross, Lishka's Beit Shemnaya. They called it the Lishka of the Shemen, of the oils. Akapanim, just to recap, that we had a stira of Mesechtas Midas, the Mesechtas Talmud, where the Lishka's Hatalayim was. Was it in the north or in the south? It was definitely in the west of those four rooms, but which one, north or south? And we had a stira. So he said, Man Tana Midos or Lezbi Yaakov. Who's the Mishnah of Mesechtas Midos? That's a Lezbi Yaakov. Now, why would you say it's a Lezbi Yaakov? We want to give a name to it because it's a Machlekes. Why are we Lezbi Yaakov? So we brought one Raya so far because the Mishnah Midos brings down the four different chambers in the Ezra's Noshim. And it says, Omar of Lezbi Yaakov, I forgot what the fourth one was for. Obviously, this Mishnah is going according to Lezbi Yaakov. Now, the Gemara is bringing another Raya that Mishnayis and Midos are Rav Lezmi Yaakov. Hachinami Mestabra. It's Taka makes sense that it's Rav Lezmi Yaakov. Hachinami Mestabra Lezmi Yaakov. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Kalak Asalim, Shahir Shom, all the walls around the Harabayas, which means the Harabayas are surrounded by walls, they're all Hayu Gavayim, they're all very high. Chutz Mekoyis Mizrachi, besides for the eastern wall, Shakayin Asayir Fesapara, Oimid Bahara Mishcha, because the Kohen who burns the Parah Aduma did it on Har HaZesim. And the halacha is that he has to make a zrika. What he's making, doing the Karban Parah Aduma, it says in the Pasuk that he has to spritz towards the he's al Neichach Pnei Al Mayid. He has to spritz towards the Al Mayid. He has to see the door of the Heichel. So, Mechavan Rei Pesach Ganei V'Heichel, B'Shas Zah Zadam, he has to see the door of the Heichel, B'Shas, he makes the Azah of the Dam. Now, he has to be able to see through the door of the wall of the Harabayis, through the door of the Ezra's Noshim, through the door of the Ezra's Yisrael, until the door of the Heichel. He has to see straight through all that. Now, if the wall was very high, he wouldn't be able to see over the wall. So it has to be a shorter wall in order for him to see over the wall and then through the doorways. So that's what it says in the Mishnah Midas. And the Gemara is going to prove that you can't see through the door will only be according to Rav Lezmi Yaakov. And therefore you have to have a lower wall. But if you did not hold a Rav Lezmi Yaakov, you could see through the doorway, you would not have to have a wall that is lower. And the Gemara starts to now break that down. Mitznam. So remember, we're trying to prove now that the Mishnah is Lezmi Yaakov. Now what does Mishnah Midas say? That the wall on the eastern side has to be lower. Just to make it sound real, when we have the Kaisal Ravi, which is Pashas, the wall of the Harabayis, that's the western wall. On the other side, you ever see, is the Harazesim. Well, the Kvarama, that's Harazesim. The Kohen stood there and looked towards the Beis HaMikdash to do the Paraduma. That wall that was the eastern wall was a lower wall, says the Mishnah Midas. And the question is, why does it be lower? You could see through the doorways. Teretz says, we're going to prove, Rav Lezmi Yaakov, it was blocked. I had to see over the wall. So let's see how that happens. The Gemara breaks it down for us. But Tanan, the first fact is, but Tanan says in the Mishnah, Kol HaPsachim Shoy Hashem, all the doors, the regular doors that were in the Harabayis and the Beis HaMikdash Shoy Hashem, Gvoyim Eser Ma'amah V'rochim Eser Amas. The doorways were 10 amas wide and 20 amas high. So remember, the doorway is 20 amas high. But Tanan, Lefnim Imenu, Soyrig. In front of the Harabayis wall, going towards Beis Hamikdash, there was a wall called the Soirig. The Soirig was a lattice work wall, and that wall served as a separation that even if you're allowed to go on the Har HaBayis, but you can't go past the Soirig. Goyim were not allowed to go past the Soirig. That was the Soirig. Now, between the Soirig and the Beis Hamikdash, where the Beis Hamikdash starts, which is the Ezes Nashim, it was called the Chel. That was 10 Amos long, like wide or long, towards the Beis Hamikdash. Then we're getting to Beis Hamikdash now. Now the first time now something's getting elevated. V'shteim esrei milos hayasham. There were 12 steps from the floor of the chel, or basically the floor of the Har HaBayis, now up 12 steps to go into the Ezes Nashim. How tall were the steps? Rum milo chatziyama v'shulcha chatziyama. Each step, the height was half amma, and then you went forward a half amma. So 12 amas high, 12 amas of steps. How many amas high, Maishi? Six amas high. Six amas. Now we're starting to be elevated six amas. Let's keep cheshbon. Six amas. Then next, after you walk through Ezra Nashim, you reach the Ezra Yisrael. The Ezra Yisrael was higher than the Ezra Nashim, Tesvav Milas, 15 steps. Tesvav Milas, Erlis Matoicha, Hayardos Milas, Ezra Yisrael, Ezra Nashim. The steps from Ezra Yisrael down to Ezra Nashim was 15 steps. Rum Milas Chatziyama, Vesucha Chatziyama. Well, and with the height, each step was half amas. How much is Tesvav amas? 7.5 amas. What's 7.5 amas plus 6 amas? 13.5 amas. So already now, 13.5 amas above the door to the Har HaBayis, we're already 13.5 amas higher. V'tnan, bein ulam v'la mizbeach, between the ulam mizbeach was 22 amas. V'shteim esi milas hayasham, there was 12 steps from the floor of the Azara to the Heichel, door of the Heichel, hayasham. Rum milas chatziyama, shoch chatziyama. How much is 12 steps? 6. What's 6 plus 13.5? 19.5 amas. 19.5 amas means that there's now if you look through the door of the Har HaBayis, how much of the Heichel could you see? How much of the Heichel could you see? 0.5 amma. Because it gets raised 19.5 amas off the floor of the Har HaBayis. You're looking from the Har HaBayis door, it's 20 amas high. So if you look at the top half amma through the door, you'll see the bottom of the Heichel door. Because it only went up 19.5 amas, 12 steps from the Har HaBayis to Ezra Nashim, 15 steps to the Ezra Yisrael, and then 12 steps to the Heichel. Everything broken down beautifully, 19.5 amas. So then you don't have to have the eastern wall be lower, because you can see it through the door, right? It said in the Mishnah Midas, you have to have the wall to be lower. You don't have to have it to be lower, because you can see it through there. But the Tanan, Rabbi Lezev Yaakov Eimer, that there was another step up in the Azara, from the Ezra Yisrael to the, in the Ezra Yisrael to Ezra Kanim over there. There was a step over there in the Ezra Yisrael. The Gevoya Amma. It was one Amma tall. It was on one Amma tall. And they had a Duchan on it. They had a stage on it also. It was one and a half Ammas. The Duchan also left. There was a stage on that. They also had three steps. Shalchatzi, Chatzi Amma. So it really, technically, was higher. One Amma because of the Mila. And then 1.5 Ammas because of the Duchan. But Rashi learns it was only 1 amma higher. Now, why didn't it count? Tosfos learns it was 2.5 ammas higher because of the Duchan also. But Rashi learns it was 1 amma higher according to Lezev Yaakov, not 2.5 ammas. And why not? Because Rashi learned that the stage went down again back on the other side, went back down. So it was only 1 mila higher. What's 1 amma plus 19.5 ammas? 20.5 ammas. Now, if the doorway is only 20 amas, you can't see through there because you're missing. You're missing by a half amma. You missed it. You can't even see it. 20.5 ammas high. But Tam Lezvi Yaakov in my list of Shalom Goya Amma. V'duchon Nois Lev V'Shalom Shmaya Shachas Shachas Amma. Yeah, but Shalom Lezvi Yaakov. If you say the Mishnah Midos is Lezvi Yaakov, Hayin Ichslei Pichsa. That's where the door was covered up. You couldn't see the Heichel, and therefore you have to have a low wall on the east side. Eli Amos Rabbanon. You can palga the amasa. You have a half amma. The Meschaz La Pischa V'Gavod. You can see the door. The door of the Heichel through that half amma. So why do you have to have a lower wall on the eastern side? El Alav, if the Mishnah Midas says that the eastern wall was lower, Lav Shvaminor, Lezvi Yaakov, it must be, it's going according to Lezvi Yaakov. So we're proving again, a second proof, that the Mishnah Midas Lezvi Yaakov. Proof number one is because he said, I don't know what the Ezra's Nashim corner, left corner was used for. And number two is because it says that the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis was low. Why was it low? To see over it. What do you mean? You see the half amma? Teretz is, no, Lezvi Yaakov holds, there's a Duchan and a Mila. There's an extra amma high, I made it 20 amas high, so you couldn't see through there, so it's not a proof, it's a blessing of Yaakov.